morning, today I will be presenting on the short story The Shawl by Cynthia Ozick, which is a prescribed syllabus for 3rd BA English under the paper title Women's Writing. It's a core paper for semester 6. Now we shall delve into the topic, The Shawl. First, The Shawl is the best known and most widely studied short story by American writer Cynthia Ozick, who was born on 1928. She published this short story in 1980. The Shawl is about a Jewish mother and her infant daughter and niece living in Nazi-occupied Europe during the Second World War. The story contains some very harrowing imagery and is noteworthy for its surrealism or even magic realism, which Ozick uses to explore the darkest time in 20th century European history. Before we offer an analysis of The Shawl, here we could going to deal about the plot summary of The Shawl. The story is set during the Holocaust. A mother named Rosa is walking with her infant daughter Magda and her 14-year-old niece Stella. They are starving and being marched to one of the Nazi concentration camp. However, the Nazis only know about Rosa and Stella because Magda is kept close to Rosa's breast, concealing under a shawl. Magda is so hungry that her breasts have stopped lactating. Magda is attached to Rosa's front and wrapped in a magic shawl, which can nourish her for 3 days and 3 nights. Stella is jealous of Magda's shawl, and now it protects her from the cold. Rosa dreams of giving away her baby to one of the nearby villages, in the hope that a kindly family will take her in and protect her from the Germans. Magda is Jewish, but she looks Aryan. Another reason is Rosa believes that Stella dislikes Magda. Rosa thinks Stella is waiting for Magda to die so he can eat her cousin. In the squeal to the story with Ozick wrote it, is implied that Rosa was raped by a German soldier and Magda is the product of that. Rosa knows that Magda will be discovered soon. Now she has begun to walk. She appears to be mute, allowing her to avoid detection. However, in the end, it is Stella who causes Magda to be discovered by tearing the shawl from her because Stella is cold and wants to wrap it around herself. The shawl floats into the army's barracks and Magda tries to walk searching for it. As she staggers out into the square outside the army barrack, she is discovered by the guard. When she suddenly cries for the first time, it is the most shocking moment in the story. Ozick describes how one of the Nazi officers picks up Magda and hurls her and the electric fence, killing her as she cries out, "Mama." Rosa knows that if she moves or cries out, she will be shot. So she retrieves Magda's shawl and stuffs it into her mouth to keep herself quiet. So from this story concludes the pathetic condition of Rosa of losing her child. And this talks about the how the army officers, how they have been unconditionally, they have been torturing the Jewish people. Thank you.